When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. Thanks for listening to tonight's podcast. The name of my company is Ascent Dental Solutions. This is over my 130 podcast. I hope you've enjoyed them as much as I've enjoyed making them. My focus is on development, training, education, and knowledge, and I'd like to give special thanks to Vocal Supply Company for providing the materials, training, and expertise to continue to make my practice grow in a positive direction. And I want to give special thanks to Mr. Dave Wolf for his expertise in producing these podcasts. Today, the subject is motivation. How do you motivate your team? How do you educate your team and train your team to give the best results? I've been practicing full-time dentistry for over 35 years. I have over 15 private dental practices, which I've sold on two different occasions to managed service organizations and dental service organizations. I currently now have private practices in three different locations called Ascent Dental Care and Ascent Laser Aesthetics. That is a part of my business that focuses on the non-surgical aspects of the face, reducing wrinkles, photo marks such as red or dark marks on the skin, tattoo removal, body recontouring, facial improvements with a combination of neuromodulators and fillers. But the real issue that I've seen in my three distinct businesses, Ascent Dental Solutions, Ascent Laser Aesthetics, and Ascent Dental Care, is how do you motivate the team? And it seems after 35 years, I would have the best ways to do this. And what I have found out, and I'd like to share with you today, is it's a combination of things that will work based on your team member's personality. We all know that I may connect with Mr. or Mrs. Smith better than Dr. Jones, and then Dr. Jones may connect and do better with someone else. And many times this is coming to some kind of connection. That connection can follow into a variety of different categories, but I think it's critical as, quote, the leader of your team that you lead by example. If you come in with an angry demeanor, if you come in upset and aggravated, you're not leading by example, you're leading by failure. Somehow you have to get up every single day, put your best foot forward, and provide the best example you can to your team. I also think it's critical that you offer your team members the opportunity for advancement. You have to allow the dental assistant or clinical assistant, if they want to move towards hygiene or management positions, to make the training and the time available to discuss what their personal wants and needs are. I cannot emphasize having close to 200 employees and multiple businesses, the single biggest complaint that I hear on a day-to-day basis is lack of communication, or when communication does occur, it's inappropriate communication or poor communication. So how do we fix this? In my opinion, although I work from 7:30 in the morning to 8 p.m., generally Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 5 on Friday, and 8 to 1 on Saturdays, you have to physically make time in your schedule to meet one-on-one with your team members. I suggest you do not delegate to management team. I suggest you take the time to meet with your individuals one-on-one, not just about the clinical aspects of your business, not just about the business positions in your practice, but what they're doing personally, what they're trying to accomplish professionally and personally. This may seem difficult, but I try at least twice a year to meet one-on-one in private for at least 30 minutes with each employee to make that connection, to find out what they like, to find out what they dislike, to find out how they can make improvements, not just for themselves, but for my organization and for me as an individual. I'll refer to this by copying what Susan Scott wrote in her book, Fierce Conversations. These have to be honest. They have to be upfront. They have to be direct. That does not mean we're rude. That does not mean we're condescending. That does not mean we're embarrassing. But what it simply means is honest and frank conversations. Get to the meat of the matter as quickly as you can so that you can solve these communication issues. Trust me, as I consult with scores of dental practices all across the United States, the common problem that I see is lack of conversation or inappropriate or wrong conversation. I am aware of a fairly large group that has lost over 75 employees in the last 2 years. And out of those 75 employees, this common theme has been over and over again, either poor conversation, no conversation, or lack of connection between the owners and management. Don't let it destroy your practice. Don't let it destroy your life. If you're looking for tips on how to improve this area, reach out to me at Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. Thank you for listening to tonight's podcast. Special thanks to Vocal Supply Company for their expertise, knowledge, and training. And a special thanks to Mr. David Wolf for his ability to produce these podcasts in such a professional manner. I look forward to hearing from you. Please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm available through my email to answer any questions, and I look forward to our next meeting. Thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.